Good morning, Gdansk.
Good morning, Gdansk. It is 11:05 and you are here with Ewelina Potocka.
Chris Farman po drugiej stronie, a właściwie to jest nawet 11:06, bo już piąteczka za nami. Dzień dobry, witajcie, to jest Good Morning Gdańsk. Dziś wydanie oczywiście sobotnie, bo jest sobota, jak już ustaliliśmy. Jest to przedostatnia sobota wakacji, the last Saturday next week. No i cóż, mam nadzieję, że cieszycie się z tej wspaniałej, absolutnie cudownej pogody, która dziś za oknami. Weather is just fabulous.
Dokładnie, it's gonna get hotter and hotter. So by Wednesday, hoping for 29 degrees. Today we should be looking at 26, 27 degrees. Where should you be today? The only place possible, Gdynia. Yes, we have the Verva Street Racing in Gdynia. This is exactly where you should be today and tomorrow. If you like fast cars, sporty cars, nice looking cars, it's the place to be, seriously. This is going to be amazing.
And if you don't like cars, remember, Gdynia, yes, tak, Gdynia jest dzisiaj miejscem dość trudnym, jeśli chodzi szczególnie o centrum, o przejazd. Także lepiej spojrzeć na alternatywną trasę przejazdu.
Exactly, and take the opportunity just to eat some ice cream. Yeah, there's loads of ice cream shops, food, Godfrey, yeah, waffles.
Nie Godfrey.
Waffles. Yeah, you have all of this option. And again, Polish people love this. Ice cream and waffles.
Zawsze, zawsze.
The queues.
Musi być lód taki kręcony najlepiej i do tego właśnie gofry.
Unbelievable. Stay tuned for a little bit more to come.
Unoszę oczy niesmutne, tłumię niepewność rozsądku. Z wiatrem wymieniam swój dotyk i tak co dzień od początku. Unoszę oczy niesmutne.
Wszystko jest sceną do tańca dla nas, dla nas, dla nas. Mummies and daddies of Tri-City, let us know how you're feeling. Kids are going back to school in 1 week time. How are you feeling about this? I'm pretty sure they're happy just to get rid of them.
Jest taki mem, gdzie stoi trójka dzieci zapłakana, załamana, już z tornistrami nad basenem, a w basenie mamunia popijająca drinka. I tak to właśnie wygląda.
Unbelievable.
But 1 września. Punkt widzenia zależy od miejsca siedzenia.
Seriously, like, parents do have a tough time, I would say, with kids. Yeah, because actually all of the extracurricular activities as well, kids go to school, then they go to the swimming pool, and then, I don't know, karate
but
lessons,
ask
language
a parent.
Lessons.
Every parent is like completely in love with their children.
Really?
You know, the happiest person that they have them.
No way. I spoke to one guy the other day, and actually he said his child, he didn't even believe he had a child until he was 4 years old, purely because the first 4 years he was boring. You know, because the child wasn't doing anything. And I think this is a man's perspective. When the child just lays there like a, like, well, the baby lays there like a potato. Yeah, it's and it doesn't do anything. It's like, you know, we want to play football. We want to start playing football with the kid. And this is one thing I noticed as well when I was walking along the beach. If you go along the beach right now, anywhere in the world, there are fathers helping their children build sandcastles. And I say helping their children. They are not helping.
They are taking
control. Yes, exactly. So many fathers. I was walking along the beach the other day and I saw like these fathers like really, really into it. Like they've got the spade. The kid is basically standing there watching. You know, like, okay, daddy, my turn. Can I help? Yeah.
No.
The father is really into it.
This is the same situation with a mother in the kitchen, tak?
Yes.
Mamo, mogę pomóc? Nie pomagam, ja sobie ze wszystkim dam świetnie radę. Wychodzisz. Znowu nikt mi nie pomaga!
Yeah.
Muszę wszystko sama robić w tym domu, wszystko jest na mojej głowie.
Dokładnie. Fast enough to complain when they don't get any help, but then when it's offered to them, no. It's absolutely crazy.
So, classic.
How are you feeling about your little ones going back to school in a week's time? Are you happy? Are you sad? Maybe there are some sad people out there. I doubt it, but maybe there are some sad parents like, oh, my baby's going back to school 8 hours a day.
Maybe there are stressed parents because it's the first day of school ever.
Yeah.
Bo jeżeli rozpoczynasz szkołę, to jest stresujący dzień nie tylko dla dzieciaka, ale też oczywiście dla rodziców. Jak to będzie? Jak to wszystko się ułoży? Czy moje dziecko odnajdzie się w nowej klasie wśród nowych przyjaciół, kolegów, koleżanek? Więc to jest stresująca sytuacja.
Do you remember when you first went back to school? Because for me, I went to an all-boys school. So for high school, actually, we had a full uniform. So we had trousers, shoes,
no, I
shirt,
cannot imagine.
Tie.
I dlatego dzisiaj w podartych spodniach chodzi.
Tie and also a jacket. We had like a blazer jacket. So we had all of this. And of course,
so it was a nice picture of you.
Yeah. Before every summer, of course, we had to go buy the whole new uniform, the new pencil case, the backpack, everything. Even to the point where we have to get the physical education, the PE kit. So every house, it was like Harry Potter. We had houses.
No rush.
Every house had their own color. So own color
no,
of tie. It was crazy, absolutely crazy. So yeah, it is a stressful time for parents out there. Let us know how you're dealing with this. 603-06-06-06.
Kryzysowo
A dziś 24 sierpnia, 24th of August, i co się okazuje, jeśli chodzi o święta nietypowe, takie nieoczywiste, to dziś się okazuje, że mamy dzień Windowsa, ale nie takiego Windowsa do cleaning Windows.
No, Windows while we look out, no? Okay.
Nie, dzień Windowsa, czyli dzień programu operacyjnego, tak? Czyli coś, co zrewolucjonizowało, można powiedzieć, podejście do komputerów takie bardziej komercyjne. And the first software, Microsoft Windows software was introduced in 1984, czyli w 1984 roku, so it's my age.
Yeah?
Tak, mam tyle samo lat co Windows. Niesamowite.
So
wspaniałe, wspaniałe. Czuję się cudownie.
However, are you an iOS person or a Windows person?
Nie, no Windows.
Yeah, I'm completely iOS. Windows, I cannot even keep up with now. I don't understand it. For me, it's too slow. You have different colors popping out of different locations.
Yeah, I can imagine. But, you know, I'm so used to Windows that it's just like natural way for me.
True, and it's the same. If I put a MacBook in front of somebody, they're like... What do I do? How do I turn it on? You know, they do have problems. And maybe this is good, maybe this is bad. Like, I don't know, actually.
You have a choice, at least.
To have two different systems which are completely different to each other, let's say.
No i nasi słuchacze, do you remember your first computer? Czy pamiętacie swój pierwszy komputerek, może swojego peceta, może laptopa, od czego zaczynaliście? Czy to było Atari, czy Commodore, jak graliście? Czy to było u kolegi jednego w bloku, w klatce, który miał komputer i cała klatka się zbiegała do niego, by pograć przez 5 minut? Jak to u was było?
Do you remember actually the dial-up internet? So when we got internet first up, it was... Yes!
Tak to się łączyło.
Actually, seriously, if you think about this, how life has changed so much. Okay, we had dial-up internet. You had to run a cable from your phone line all the way to the computer. So if the computer was upstairs, you'd have a cable all the way upstairs. And of course, you couldn't use the home phone while you was using the internet.
Tak było.
This was also a problem. Now, for example...
Było bardzo drogie, very expensive.
Yes. Now, what do we have? We have broadband, we have fiber, we have... No, who has a home phone these days?
No właśnie.
Like, nobody I know.
Też ostatnio się nad tym zastanawiałam. Kto jeszcze ma telefon stacjonarny?
Absolutely crazy.
O, Basia. Oh, nasza realizatorka dzisiejsza. But, like a dinosaur, Basia.
I know. Now I'm wondering how many people call her on a regular basis on the home phone.
Ale okay, rozmawia z rodzicami, jak wyjaśnia nam w międzyczasie. No tak, rzeczywiście. Ale coraz mniej telefony stacjonarne rzeczywiście już odchodzą do lamusa. Aczkolwiek tak to było. Internet to już przecież to była wersja bardziej zaawansowana, no ale wcześniej to był tylko komputer i gry. Ja pamiętam mojego kuzyna, który miał taką grę Kajko i Kokosz. Like a game and uwielbiałam spędzać u niego czas. Wspaniały pretekst był odwiedzić kuzyna i zagrać właśnie w Kajko i Kokosz. So do you remember your first computer? You remember your first games?
Yeah, I think like first computer actually it was my sister's computer. We shared one, you know, the big bulky desktop computer.
Special desk. Yeah, of course. Monitor gigantyczny.
Computer game.
Wielki, ciężki monitor.
The first one I remember, Nintendo 64. That was my era. I wasn't, you know, anything before that. I have no idea. But let us know. 603-060606. Today is Windows Day. Of course, are you an iOS fan? Are you a Windows fan? Who knows? Let us know.
Come on, come on, turn a little faster. Come on, come on, the world. accidentally in love. Accidentally in love.
Przypadkowo zakochany Counting Crows na antenie Radia Gdańsk. Edyta ze Słupska do nas napisała, witając przemiłych prowadzących. O, miło, że przemiło. Pozdrawiamy serdecznie Edytę. Edyta życzy nam miłego, wesołego, udanego popołudnia. Przekazujemy te informacje oczywiście naszym słuchaczom. No jest szansa, że to popołudnie może być wesołe, udane, bo jest pogoda absolutnie fantastyczna i dużo się dzieje w Trójmieście, a w Gdyni między innymi oczywiście Formula 1.
Indeed, this is the place to be this weekend. Get yourself to Gdynia. Of course, do not drive there, people. Do not think about trying to park there. Take the train, get an Uber, something like this. But it's going to be absolute
chaos. Be wise about
it. Yeah, there's so many streets which are going to be closed for street racing. It's going to be like the Fast and Furious of Gdynia. Sounds absolutely amazing. I'm getting myself there later. Indeed. Now, earlier we spoke about holidays. And of course, going on holiday during the summer is pretty much, for some of us, impossible due to the fact of children or the cost. During the summer period, the cost of going on holiday is sometimes a little bit exorbitant. However, we wait maybe a few months later and the price does come down. But here's a question. When it comes to saving, yeah, I am a completely terrible saver. Yes, I just can't do it. I don't know how people manage to save money.
On the other hand, I am the best saver.
Really?
Tak jest.
But how do you have a method to your madness? Like, do you put like a percentage
away? Ja po prostu sobie zakładam twardo. I have a, you know, hard calculation, yeah, very strict calculation.
Ooh, okay.
When I get my payment, I don't know, 50% or 60% of my payment is the savings.
Serious?
Tak, i nie ma na to w ogóle opcji.
Bardzo jestem tutaj restrykcyjna. I do not know how you manage to do such a thing. Because, you know, the problem is I find that, okay, I can put away, say, 50% into the savings account. However, then, that month, there's always something that crops up, you know? There's always something that comes out of the woodwork and it's like, ah, I have to pay for this now. And it's like, you don't really have enough in that account, so then you have to go back to your savings account, take it from there. I'm like, ah! Now I've just lost this money in my savings account.
Tak czasami jest. Ja czasami też pożyczam sobie pieniądze z mojego oszczędnościowego, ale potem zawsze oddaję.
But then doesn't that depress you? You know, you take it out of your savings, like, oh, now my savings
no,
down.
No, akurat ja tutaj, wiesz, kalkulatorek w głowie.
Right. Well, you
I
know,
can help you.
Okay.
Ale za jakiś miły percentage.
You know what? My father has a guy at me for this all the time. He's like, Christopher, just think about 10% of your savings.
When he says away... Christopher,
it's serious. It is serious, yes, of course. However, actually, I do have a tip for you guys. Now, there are many new bank accounts out there which are happening online. They're not actually banks which are stationary banks, but these are all the online banks. They give you great currency conversion rates. And actually, I found one most recently, which is absolutely fantastic for saving. So they have a vault system. You choose how much you want them to take out of your account every week, every month, or every year, for example. So, for example, you can set it to 100 swati every Tuesday. They will take 100 swati out every Tuesday and put it into your vault. But then, the great thing is, every time you spend using the card, you can basically times it by 5 or by 10 of the spare change. Say you spend 250, then they'll put the extra 50 groshi straight into your savings account.
So this is something for you, definitely.
Fantastic, fantastic idea. Honestly, I'm being quite successful with this so far. I'm impressed.
Bravo.
Reklama. Jakie jest twoje największe podróżnicze marzenie, które nadal czeka, aż je spełnisz? Nie musisz już dłużej czekać, bo właśnie nadleciały promocje KLM Dream Deals. Mamy dla ciebie świetne kierunki w super cenach tylko do 5 września. Odkryj Hawanę od 2129 zł lub poznaj Pekin już od 1649 zł z wylotem z lotniska w Gdańsku. Więcej ofert i szczegóły promocji na klm.pl.
25 sierpnia we Wirtach będzie drugi jarmark kociewski i drugie walne plachandry. Zlot kociewiaków ze powiatów starogardzkiego, świeckiego i tczewskiego. Będą wręczane nagrody dla promujących kociewie. Muzyka i kociewskie jeście. Sportowne zabawy i konkursy. Nie zabaczta. 25 sierpnia godzina 11, Arboretum Wirty koło Zblewa. Impreza współfinansowana ze środków Ministerstwa Kultury i Dziedzictwa Narodowego i Województwa Pomorskiego. Szczegóły www.walneplachandry.pl.
Reklama. Good morning, Gdańsk. It is 11:30, and here's the news headlines with Martin Karan.
Radio Gdańsk English Service.
The headlines. Good morning. In today's news, we will be bringing you news that French President Emmanuel Macron is expected to visit Poland in the first months of next year. In economic good news, Poland's industrial sector output grew 5.8% in July this year, compared to the same time last year, after falling 2.7% year on year the preceding month. Also, we'll be telling you how the Westerplatte Monument at the port of Gdansk, which commemorates the seven-day siege of Westerplatte in September 1939 and which marked the start of World War II, has become a surprising battleground between the government and the local council. And finally, an entrepreneur from Kaliningrad is planning to start commercial flights between Kaliningrad and Gdansk in the autumn. Details at the top of the hour.
Good morning, Gdańsk!
Oh, you're just the same as I used to know. Always playing games in the strangest ways. You come and go, 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 just like before, for ooh-oh. I should have known.
Radio Gdańsk, Good Morning Gdańsk. Dzisiaj dzień Windowsa i Basia Commodore 16 wspomina na taśmy, na takie kasety magnetofonowe. Jak mówi, grała w gry takie planowane, zarządzało się królestwem i poddanymi. Może nasi słuchacze pamiętają tego typu gry. 603-060606, ale Andy też napisał: My first computer has a name Timex 2048.
Compatible with ZX Spectrum?
Tak jest,
z roku 1986
roku, a graliśmy na nim głównie w Arnhem, to jest taka strategiczna turówka. Pozdrawia Andy.
One more text as well. I'm a Linux fan. My first computer was an
Atari,
yes, tak. XT. I remember my first coding in BASIC when I was 7.
Wow.
This is
like a genius.
Quite impressive, genius. Yeah. And this is surprising, actually. These days, even the kids are getting younger and younger doing coding. And I wouldn't even know where to start when it comes to coding. Like, what do you do with coding? I have no idea.
In Japan, they have already, like, classes in coding.
Yeah.
When they are 7, 8.
That would be a fantastic option here, I think. You know, the IT industry is always growing and growing.
Ciągle, tak.
Why not?
Nienasycony rynek IT.
Because if somebody says coding to me, all I picture is the Matrix. That is the one thing I picture in my head is the
and
Matrix.
And I picture Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, so for me, coding is like one of these things, these kind of things which I just completely cannot comprehend.
Yeah, this
all.
Is a different language.
Yeah.
Languages, actually.
Very true. Very true, very true. Let us know what you are doing on this beautiful Saturday morning.
I hope you don't spend it in front of your computer.
No, of course not. Temperatures are rising, they are getting hotter and hotter. Wednesday, we're looking at maybe 29 degrees. So far the forecast does say.
And remember that in Gdynia możecie spotkać Roberta Kubica i George'a Russella. So, to grube ryby, oczywiście, jeśli chodzi o F1.
Yes, are you an F1 fan? No?
Not really.
Yeah, really. See, Basher is.
Basher is.
I love a bit of F1. And if we look...
For me, it's pointless.
Lewis Hamilton. Lewis Hamilton. You know him, yeah? Please tell me
him.
Tak. Okay. So, you know, for me, I think he's an amazing guy. Young guy, came out from... And, of course, most of these guys start with go-karting, and then they get picked up by,
tak
scout.
Jest.
And, and he's just, like, gone up and up and up, like, really... Fantastic guy, really down to earth guy. If you watch interviews with him, really nice guy. I haven't actually watched the Polish F1 racer. I've never really kind of
you have now the opportunity.
Yeah, exactly, and definitely I will go there for sure.
Oh, you remember there was this Formula One racer from Germany, Michael Schumacher. You remember him?
What's his name?
Michael Schumacher.
Is that how? Okay, in England we call Michael Schumacher.
No, więc właśnie, and he had like a very serious accident during his holiday, actually, in the mountains. Yes.
Yes, of course.
And what's going on with him?
Do you know what?
No właśnie, nic nie
I
słychać
don't know
o nim.
The current condition.
Jestem ciekawa. Kilka lat temu było rzeczywiście głośno, gdy uległ temu wypadkowi podczas jazdy na nartach, a teraz słuch o nim zaginął. Ciekawe.
But yeah, exactly. I'm quite interested to find out. But actually, at the end of the day, now Michael Schumacher is 50 years old.
No, już kończył karierę, oczywiście, że
exactly.
Tak.
When do you retire from Formula One?
When do you retire?
Another good question. If there are any Formula One enthusiasts out there, please let us know the answers to these questions. So when do you retire from Formula One and what is going on with Michael Schumacher? We want to know. 603-060606.
W końcu powiem ci, co myślę. Tak prosto w twarz. Kiedy cię widzę, to się wstydzę, że ciągle nosi ciebie świat. I wierzę, że teraz znam każdą odpowiedź. No powiedz coś. Na wszystko mam odpowiedź ostrą. I nie uciekniesz teraz mi. Zakrywasz twarz przed ciosem i robisz milion głupich min. Poczekaj no. Już ja cię urządzę. Powtarzasz to. To wszystko co robię, już mam cię dość. Tych oczu pustych, poczekaj, zaraz biję lustro. Tak, 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 tam w lustrze to niestety ja. Tak, tak, ten sam. Tak, tak, tam w lustrze to niestety ja. Tak, tak, ten
sam, dopiero teraz, gdy nie słyszy nikt. Bądź spokojny, w domu jesteś sam. Do wanny wlałeś ciepłą wodę i ogłaszasz w lustrze, że chcesz zmienić świat. Ja wiem, że trochę się starasz, lecz powiedz mi, ile przed lustrem spędziłeś dni. Tak, tak, tam w lustrze to niestety ja. Tak, tak, ten sam. Tak, tak, tam w lustrze to niestety ja. Tak, tak, ten sam.
Ja ci nie wierzę. Uspokój się, schowaj ten język. No dobrze, wiem, że się starałeś. Uspokój się, wczoraj nie spałeś.
Tak, tak, tam w lustrze to niestety ja. Tak, tak, ten sam. Tak, tak, tam w lustrze to niestety ja. Tak, tak, ten sam.
Okay, it has been announced Britain is not anymore an expensive place to live.
No, ciekawe.
In fact, the prices have stalled. Property prices have stalled in places such as London, Oxford and Cambridge. So the salaries are going up, are increasing. However, the property prices have stalled, which is pretty much the opposite to Gdańsk.
O, zdecydowanie, zdecydowanie. Ceny mieszkań w Gdańsku to jakaś karuzela wariactwa. Ale powiedz, z czym to jest związane? Czy jeśli chodzi o Wielką Brytanię, czy tu chodzi o Brexit? Is it about Brexit?
I think it is. I think lots of people are holding off selling their houses due to Brexit at the moment because people just don't know what's going to happen. Is there going to be a problem with the housing market? Look at Germany. Germany have recently said actually that they may stop exporting food to the UK due to the fact the border crossing will be so difficult. Who knows? Who really knows what's going to happen?
Yeah. A jakie są nastroje wśród twoich przyjaciół, wśród twoich znajomych w Wielkiej Brytanii? Your friends, your family about Brexit?
I have no idea. To be honest, like most of the British people now are completely fed up with it. I think a lot of people don't even care anymore. You know, it's gone on for so long. And the fact is, I believe anyway, we had the referendum. Yes, okay. So it was a very close vote to leave. However, after this, I believe people have realized, okay, what this could mean. And however, the politicians are still trying to stay strong and not offering maybe a second referendum. So this is kind of like, I believe if there was a second referendum, we wouldn't leave. This is my opinion anyway. I think people have realized now, like, no, it's too much hassle. Because there are lots of complications involved in this. Like,
same komplikacje właściwie.
It's crazy. However, you know, for some people, it's due to the fact about how much money the UK is giving to the EU. However, other people, it's due to the immigration problems. For example, immigration problems. The immigration statistics for last year were on average around about 300,000 EUs were travelling and coming to the UK to live. However, it turns out this number has basically been made up and they haven't kept track at all of the immigrants. And this number could be double, it could be triple. Nobody physically knows.
Ale zostało podane do publicznej wiadomości i to zostało rzeczywiście w świadomości odbiorców. Ale pojawiła się też taka informacja, że na przełomie października i listopada, jeśli dojdzie do tak zwanego twardego Brexitu, nie będzie już swobodnego przepływu obywateli. W związku z czym, what happens with all those people who want to travel to UK?
They choose a better country, I guess. No. But let's be honest, okay, the UK, it has one thing. Or I think it has one thing.
A lot of things. UK is a really nice country.
Okay, take away London from the UK. And would the UK still be the UK? Like, would it still be so interesting?
No pewnie, że tak. Przecież masz
Why?
Jeszcze różne inne miasta.
London
mam ci
is
wymieniać.
The place.
Hastings, najważniejsze miasto.
Maybe if you want to go and retire.
Twoje rodzinne yes. miasto.
But no, but in general, London is maybe the biggest thing that's for the UK. For example, Poland. Okay, your capital is Warsaw. However, if you took Warsaw away from Poland, I don't know, would it make such a difference? Because we still have some other fantastic cities which are just as big as Warsaw.
No ale w Wielkiej Brytanii to nie masz Manchesteru, nie masz Liverpoolu. To też są ważne
nie
miasta.
Nieważne.
No, but, you no know, i Hastings
so
oczywiście na pierwszym
miejscu. Pick London up, take it to another country and just we can say goodbye to the UK now, I reckon.
British people, are you hearing what he's saying? 603-0606-06. Postawcie tego człowieka na ziemię, bo chyba odleciał.
Tell me about the
Now, some interesting news. The average house pricing in the UK. Okay, so we all know the UK is crazy expensive in general right now, and it has kept going up over the last few years. I'll give you an example. London. Average house pricing for July this year, 2019. If you want to buy a house in London.
Ale house, taki cały house, the whole house?
Yeah, the whole house. Not just the roof or the garden. The whole house.
Not an apartment, yeah.
But of course, if you've ever been to London or the UK, you see normally the houses are much smaller compared to Polish houses, Scandinavian houses. Mm-hmm. They're generally smaller. London average house price for July 2019 was £483,000. So roughly £500,000 average house price. Now, if you compare this to the average salary earnings, so a single person in London on average would earn £37,000 a year. So actually, it's a 13-to-1 ratio. So the house pricing is 13 times the salary of a single person, which is absolutely crazy. And the same for places like Oxford and Cambridge. However, a little bit of good news. If you do plan to go to the UK and you do plan to live there, there is some cities which I would recommend. Birmingham is one, in fact. The average house price is £167,000, whereas the average annual earnings is £28,000, which actually means the earnings, the average salary, is higher than the house pricing on a ratio 5-to-8.
Mm-hmm.
So quite impressive. And it's the same with Newcastle and Manchester. Manchester ratio, even better, 5-to-9. So your salary is 9 times better than the average house pricing.
No ciekawe, jakby wyglądały takie statystyki u nas w Polsce, jeśli chodzi o nasze zarobki i ceny u nas mieszkań. W każdym razie najdroższa, the most expensive when it comes to buying apartments basically is Warsaw.
Yeah.
And the second place, od niedawna, Gdańsk.
Exactly. And this is really interesting. Because of course, like, say, let's be honest, if you want a 50 square meter apartment here in Gdańsk, what kind of price are you looking for?
It depends where. Oczywiście, jeśli True. Kupujesz w Jelitkowie, na Przymorzu, w Brzeźnie, yep. ceny są bardzo wysokie. Jeśli kupujesz w Gdańsku Południe, jest trochę taniej.
Yeah, so I would say what? On average, like on average, you could probably find something for what, 350, maybe 400,000 zloty for 50 square meters in a decent location. We're talking like Chimoja.
Nie jestem sure, czy na Przymorzu znajdziesz 50-metrowe okay. mieszkanie za 300 tysięcy, wątpię w to.
Wow. Okay, well anyway, I met with a friend yesterday and they live just 30 kilometers out from the city. Yep. They bought their apartment, around about 50 square meters apartment, 3 years ago for 94,000 zloty.
Przepraszam.
94,000 zloty.
94,000
the price
za 50-metrowe mieszkanie.
Pretty
Gdzie?
Much the price of a Skoda. Yeah, it's
Where is it?
Like just literally 30 minutes from Gdańsk.
30 minutes from Gdańsk.
It's unbelievable.
I Kaszuby gdzieś tam, te rejony?
I have no idea. How far do we have to go out from Gdańsk until we class it as Kaszubi?
No, niedaleko, niedaleko.
But yeah, really amazing. And if you think, for example, this is £20,000. This is completely nothing. Yes. You know, to get something for 100,000 zloty in Gdańsk, what, you might get a car garage.
Garage, to za tyle kupić, tak.
Or maybe a little działki for yourself, who knows. But incredible, incredible. So, good option. Move a little bit further out of the city. Yes, taxis to Gdańsk and back are going to be more expensive.
But you have a car.
Run, exactly. Probably. If you have a car, in the long run, you are saving quite a bit of money.
Tak jest. To jest Good Morning Gdańsk. Jeszcze oczywiście z wami jesteśmy. Remember, we are on DAB+. Don't forget this, guys. And remember, we are on Facebook.
Indeed. Good Morning Gdańsk. And of course, if you do miss any of the shows, you can catch up on Spotify and on iTunes. Yes, we do have a podcast. Go there. Type in Good Morning Gdańsk. And of course, we'll be back just after 12.
Everything is there online, so you just should search it.
Yeah. Search it. Yeah. Google us. Good Morning Gdańsk. You'll find the way.
Today, I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah! We're living on the edge. We'll be right back.
the sky.